These are the Keshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Keshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
All right, hey everybody, it's time for podcast episode 15 for the Keshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMAN.
Favaz, Keshi Guy, happy episode 15, you man.
We're going to do another, yeah, same to you.
15 weeks that we've been doing this shit.
It's a happy day.
Hey, it's great.
Hey, we're going to do another interview that Favaz did. You had access to many more people than I did over the years. And they're all, so far, they've all been A-listers, man.
I do have a lot, but I'm sure you have your share. You just haven't found them yet.
Yeah, I'll keep looking. Today, we're going to do an interview that Favaz conducted with Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness.
Yes, the godfather of heavy metal.
Yes, yes. I don't know how many nicknames he has, but John Osbourne. I think that's his real name.
Yeah.
Isn't it John Osbourne?
Mm-hmm. That was his dad's name, too.
We've each met Ozzy a few times. I know you've interviewed him a few times. I've interviewed him a few times. This one that we're going to do today was on the phone. And it was in 2004, I believe, and he sounds completely out of it compared to the next time I interviewed him, which he must have been on. I hate to say, well, he might have been on meds, that evens him out or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he sounded much more with it and together. That was later on, and we've got that one, too. But this one that you're going to hear is fun.
Yeah, I'll say that's probably the boring one. This is the good one. Now, we each have some Ozzy stories to tell ourselves. We'll do that after the interview, I guess.
Why don't you tell, I think you should start off this whole thing with your Ozzy T in the shoe story. Because that is funny.
Well,
you were at the Fox Theater, right?
I was at the Fox Theater. It was before a show, and Mark Emo was with me, my friend Mark Emo.
Yeah.
And I had my pad with my questions and the microphone, had the pad in the left hand and my microphone in the right
hand.
Good
little interviewer.
Yes, thank you. And I had my Sperry Topsiders on.
Okay.
Shoes. And Mark Emo was holding the
You remember
tape
the type
machine.
Of shoes. Now, you were giving me shit because I remembered what I was wearing on a few interviews, and you remembered the shoes that you had.
Well, the shoes are important in the story, see.
All right, fine.
You know how when you're wearing the topsiders, they're shoes you don't tie.
Right. They're the ultimate white man shoe, if there is one.
And you bend the foot, and to the side there, right near the ball of the foot, there could be a crease and a little tiny opening, a little bit of an opening
right
there. Okay.
Right.
So I'm sitting there on the couch, and Ozzy's sitting on the couch to my right. Sharon brings him some scalding hot tea.
Okay.
I mean, it was still boiling in the cup when she brought it over.
Yeah.
And he's got a cigarette going, too.
Yeah. Yeah. A cigarette.
And he shakes.
Right, right.
So we start doing the interview, and I ask him a question.
What year was this? Do you remember the year?
In the 90s.
Was it before 91? Or was it
No,
after?
No, it was after 91.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, maybe been at 91.
Okay.
Start asking him some questions, and he's talking, and he's shaking.
Right.
And all of a sudden, that little opening right there in that shoe, I feel just, I'm on fire. And I go, it's on the tape. I go, ah, shit. And he goes, What's wrong with you? And I realized to this day, I can't remember, and I've told the story 1,000 times.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember now if it was the tip of his cigarette,
uh-huh,
which was getting real long. I remember that.
Right.
Or it was the hot tea that dropped right in my shoe and set my foot on fire.
That's great. Yeah. And you finished the interview, though.
Oh, yeah. We finished
now,
the interview.
Now, you've got that somewhere on tapes?
That's the stuff
we have to have.
I know. I hope so. I got tons and tons of cassette tapes at the house.
You should just look for that one. That's it.
It's hard to do. There's just so
Come
many.
Come on.
But
that's funny.
I'm trying to get to them. It's taken a while. So,
all right. The Prince of Darkness, 2004 on the phone. Akashi, here we go.
And this is a great start, too, because
this is funny.
We've talked about this, I think,
on the
podcast, about how some artists have been perplexed by your name,
Favaz. Yeah.
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 And they've asked you.
And you love this thing that's about to play that Ozzy says, because I've repeated it like twice on different podcasts here. So.
So here it goes. This may be the high point of all the podcasts so far. You're going to love this. Here we go. And it starts right away with that issue.
Yes.
How do you pronounce your name? Favaz or Favaz?
Favaz.
What a fucking weird name.
It's actually Favaza. It's Sicilian.
It's what?
It's Sicilian. My last name is actually Favaza.
Oh, I've never heard anybody call that name before.
Yeah? Well, I just kind of cut off the A and just go by Favaz.
So we're going to come and see you guys in St. Louis, UMB Bank Pavilion on July 17th, aren't we?
That is correct, Ozzy. And Ozfest is there, happening once again.
Well, the kid you posted, I've been trying since... When Sharon got the cancer last year...
I'm telling you,
I mean, you've heard every British accent and Scottish accent out there,
right,
probably, except his.
His. And it's difficult.
If it is an accent, how much of it is a speech impediment?
Well,
I don't know.
It's an accent. It's years of drug use. It's, you know, does he have Parkinson's? You said he was shaking. He might have Parkinson's. I mean, it's hard enough to understand a British accent sometimes.
Yeah.
But when you throw in, you know, all the stuff that he has too.
Yeah.
It's fucking hard to understand what he's saying.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes.
It just sounds like mumbling. I interviewed numerous times back in the day Dan McCafferty of Nazareth.
Yes, I've interviewed him too.
Yes, another guy hard to understand, but at the same time it's
I like that accent.
Yeah,
it's
still
Scottish.
Makes sense. You can still kind of piece some of it together with
that's Ozzy. Scottish. I love it. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah,
and he's talking about, okay, Ozfest. The prior year, Sharon had cancer. That was the year that I interviewed Zakk Wylde. If you remember, when we did Zakk Wylde, we talked about Sharon's cancer and everything. So this is the next year, and they're coming back.
Uh-huh.
Mentally unprepared for it.
Right, we remember.
The last Ozfest was a real tough one. So when I got off the Ozfest, I had somewhat of a mental and physical implosion, and I started getting off my ass and training. And I just come back from Canada, whereupon I was doing 3-hour shows. But naturally, on the Ozfest, I can't do 3-hour shows.
Right.
But what he said now is to put songs in one show and change the show.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to listen to this podcast twice to figure
out
what's going on.
You might have to. You know,
it's good
too.
For downloads, though.
You know what's funny, though, is that you can hear him on the phone. I mean, like, you know, moving the phone around.
Yeah.
You know, is he sitting in the bathroom? Is he what? And you can hear something in the background, too.
Yeah,
it's
some
like music or something.
Goes around so it won't get boring for me, you know.
Right. How are you feeling these days, Ozzy?
Pardon?
How are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's our first time. I always want to give my audience the best. I want to be better than. I'm not one of these old timers that goes up there and goes, I'm Ozzy, I can just fart on stage and they'll like it. When I say to you people, it's a privilege for me to see the audience out there, and I worship them. I would pay to go and see them. And that's the way I feel. Other artists have the ego thing where it's the audience's privilege to see them.
Right.
I'm not like that.
I know. I know you are. Hey,
it's like, okay, I get it. Let's move on, Ozzy. Come on. We're trying.
Did you have any idea what he said?
I kind of did. I mean, listening back to this, I'm like, I can't remember if I must have recorded this interview because obviously he says fuck in the beginning and, you know, that didn't make it. So I'm probably going like, okay, it's a privilege to be in front of the audience. Well, let's move on. Because you're trying to just drag stuff out of him and he, you know, it's difficult.
Not only will Ozzy be performing, Korn, Marilyn Manson, Disturbed, Chevelle, 21 bands, 14 hours. Ozzy, did you ever think that Ozfest would get this huge?
No, I never did. I mean, it started off 8 years ago with 4 shows. But
listen, in the background, the music is, I think it's coming from you. I think it's on your
is
end.
It? Is it on my what?
Yeah,
what is it?
Doucette. I think it was Doucette. Mom let him play.
What, you don't think Ozzy plays Doucette?
but you know, and every year I say to Sharon, when's it going to end?
But it can't end because it's just too successful.
I'd like to do a reading.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know,
it's stuttering. He has a stutter.
Is it years of abuse induced?
No, I think it's just
I don't know, man.
Normal. I think it's just what he does.
And
again,
yeah, you must miss that, because I mean, obviously, when you started out with Sabbath, that's what everything was arenas at that time, pretty much.
Yeah.
So Ozzy, I
understood that part. Yeah. Get on with the next question, bloke.
Yeah.
Ask you the same boring questions that you get asked all the time. So I had my listeners give me some questions for you that I'd like to ask you now.
Go on then.
All right. So when you did that Pepsi commercial, what was it like to be in the same bed with Florence Henderson?
In actual fact, she's a nice lady.
Yeah.
She gives you a mean blowjob.
Oh, no.
I was going to ask you if you got wood at all during that, but you just answered the question.
Error.
All right, Florence Henderson, she was the mother on the
Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch. Yeah. She has passed away since.
Yeah.
And she apparently gives a mean blowjob, according to Ozzy. Okay.
And then after he says it, he goes...
All right. How about this one? Are you excited about having your daughter Kelly open up some shows for you over in Europe?
Well, it's going to be interesting to say the least because her audience and my audience are totally different. She's either going to steal the show or I just hope it turns out okay.
Maybe the two crowds will fight or something. You never know.
I hope they don't.
I know, just kidding.
All right, stop.
That's funny.
I saw Kelly Osbourne at Pops.
Oh, did you?
Yes, when she came through, and I don't remember a damn thing about it.
I don't remember a damn thing about it. What, did she do any Ozzy? You know,
No, she had a song, like a pop song, but you know, the rest of it was... I remember where, very forgetful.
Yeah.
I remember where I was sitting. I remember my view of her. And anytime you're at Pops, you're drinking. So I forgot.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. How about one listener wanted to know, is there any Randy Rhoads video or music that you have archived somewhere?
There is no Andrew. Whatever you've seen, you've seen.
So we've got it all. I see. How about you've collaborated with some people over the years? Is there somebody that you either want to do an album with or tour with or somebody like that you haven't had the chance?
I'd love to do a song with Paul McCartney.
I knew you were going to say that because you are a big Beatles fan.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
The Beatles inspired him, and that's what got him into music business.
Okay, but how funny is he mentions Paul McCartney, and then when I interviewed Paul McCartney on the podcast number 2...
Yeah.
I mentioned Ozzy, and he loved the fact that Ozzy loves the Beatles. The reason that Ozzy is a rock star is because of the Beatles.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. Here's another one. Does it really take Viagra only a half an hour to kick in?
Well, I don't know because I'm on that many antidepressants now.
Oh, I see.
What did he say?
I don't
know because I'm on antidepressants.
Antidepressants, yeah.
Oh, and that.
And I guess you're not supposed to mix those.
Oh, I had no idea.
Because the week before I went on the hospice last year, I got the diagnosis that Sharon was had cancer, and it just fucked me up bad, man.
Right.
I went into a really deep depression.
What is that?
So when she got cancer at.
Oh, it depressed him. He didn't want to have sex, probably.
Yeah,
and so
he messed him up.
So I'm going to go and see my doctor to see if I can get off the cuckoo. Because one of the side effects of...
What?
The cuckoo stuff. That's what he said. If I could get off the cuckoo stuff.
Oh, man.
God.
Of course, those are a lot of people need those.
Right,
and
a lot of people need them, man.
And it helps people a lot, no doubt about
but
it.
But to hear Ozzy say cuckoo
to hear him say
it. Antidepressants is... Your dick shrinks.
Holy cow.
Keep playing it.
Yeah, he's being honest.
Yeah.
And so you're telling me you've had some shrinkage.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Shrinkage. Isn't that a term from Seinfeld, I believe, technically? But yeah. So
he said, yeah.
When you're on, according to Ozzy, you're on antidepressants, your dick shrinks. Remember that, you man.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. That sucks. How's your...
It sucks that your dick shrunk. It sucks that you have a shrunken dick. But hey, yeah. Thanks for calling us today.
Thanks, Ozzy.
Yeah. Hey, let's keep continue. Going.
New bass player working out, Jason Newsted.
Jason Newsted's working out better than I expected. He reminds me of so much of Geezer Butler.
Does he? And you know, Geezer lives right here in St. Louis.
He's great.
Yes. So
is he great?
Thanks.
now wait, because well, Geezer and Ozzy, their relationship is not very good, right? Oh, no, Bill Ward. I'm getting
no. It's Bill Ward.
Bill Ward
does
yeah,
it.
Geezer.
Yeah, Geezer and Ozzy are fine.
Yeah, that was cool.
But once again, Ozfest is July 17th at the UMB Bank Pavilion, and Ozzy, are you going to be working on a new record anytime soon?
I've got loads of different projects.
He is a stutterer, and that's the final ruling on it. I mean,
that's your ruling on it.
That's what makes it more difficult.
Casey Court is that what Casey Court?
Casey Court is Ozzy a stutterer or not?
One of the projects I've got. It's always been my desire to do a Broadway musical.
A Broadway musical.
What?
And I've just got the go ahead by Clear Channel. They're going to back it. I've written about a third of it. Co-written about a third of it.
What's ever happened to that?
I don't. He wrote a third of it, and I think he probably stopped right there. That's what
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Writing a third of anything is probably easy. It's the other two thirds that will break your back. But the whole. I was going to say something about. Doggone it. It'll come to me.
Okay. It's called Rasputin. You know who he was?
Rasputin?
Rasputin, the Russian guy.
Oh, okay.
This has gone off the rails, man.
I have no idea. Now we're talking about Rasputin.
I mean, it's great. And what's making it great is it's off the rails, and I love it. Gosh, guys, I can see why. I remember what I was going to say now. I can see why his bandmates love him.
Yeah,
I think he's a ton of fun. He's probably a hoot to be around.
Can you imagine what he was like when he was still whacked out? Like that tour with Motley Crue is very famous because he snorted ants. They were in urine It was just he had to have been a ton of fun, crazy ass fun.
I bet he was mixed with his personality, doing the crazy stuff he did. I think
I know who you're talking about. And you think this is really going to happen?
The soundtrack. I'm writing songs for an Ozzy album.
Good. All right, then. Well, Ozzy, it was a pleasure talking to you. Is this really the final season for the Osbournes on MTV, Ozzy? You think so?
No. There's going to be more seasons.
You think so?
So be there on the 17th of July. I'll see you then.
All right, Ozzy.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
What did he say there? I didn't understand him at the end.
See you on July 17th. Bye.
Oh, okay. And that was it.
That was it.
You know, one time also he came to the studio, and this was in the, I guess it was midday. I was on the air, and they told us in advance, because Ozzy supposedly had cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
No more drugs, no more alcohol. He'd cleaned up. But they still wanted us to set up a little mini bar for him to come in. And,
okay.
For whatever reason, it was there for like maybe emergency or something. I don't know. So we set up.
Was
a little...
this after the shoe incident?
Yeah, this was after the shoe incident.
So this was still in the 90s then?
Yeah, still in the 90s. And I don't have much memory other than he came in and he did not have a drink and we just set the bar up for nothing. But, he came in, it was the interview, I don't remember much of it. I don't know why.
I remember pictures of you and Ozzy together in the studio, like near the cart rack.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know why I don't, but I hope that interview somewhere on some tapes as well. So.
You know, Ozzy played the American Theater, and then after, we took him in the Casey Hummer out to Streetside Records, which is long gone on Manchester. He was going to sign autographs from like midnight to whenever.
Uh-huh.
And I sat in back of Ozzy in the Hummer, and I'll never forget him smelling so good.
Really?
It was yes, he had some kind of cologne on.
Huh.
And I think his handler was with him, and a guy that you see on the Osbournes many times. I don't know his name, but I remember asking him about it. He's like, it's his own cologne.
I was like,
oh, my gosh. The thing that I remember Ozzy saying in the Hummer was that Geezer was on tour with him. So Geezer was his bass player at the time. I forgot what year this was. And he just said, fucking Geezer. He just stands there. I'll never forget that. And so then we get to Streetside, and I met the guitar player, Joe Holmes, at the time. That was his big guitar player. And Randy Castillo, who has passed away, he was the drummer at the time. Ozzy sat there and signed autographs to the last person till about 3 or 3:30 in the morning. Wow. Yeah. It was crazy. And he signed a record for me.
Yeah.
And he couldn't have been nicer. And I met him out in L.A. We did a press conference for Ozfest out there, and him and Sharon. It's when he had the neck brace on when he almost killed himself on
that four wheeler, wasn't
ATV.
It?
Yeah. He almost killed himself.
Yeah.
And what a life. You know, it's funny. Yeah. People make fun, you know, of him and Keith Richards that they're still alive, but there must be some reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
it's
crazy. Another Casey connection to Ozzy Osbourne is this. On our morning show, we had an intern. His name was Eddie Williamson.
I remember Eddie.
Remember Eddie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His mother, I see his mother every once in a while. She plays pickleball. So I run into her at some of the pickleball courts around town. And a beautiful woman, too, by the way.
Okay.
And Eddie was
throwing that in.
And Eddie was a nice-looking young man, too, you know. So, and very shy and quiet and meek. Some way, somehow, he goes out to Los Angeles and becomes one of Ozzy's right-hand men. Yes.
Really?
And actually, he may even live for a while with the Osbournes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I bet he's got some fantastic stories to tell. I have his email. We'll have to reach out to him one of these days. It might be good for a morning show interview one of these days. But, he went from that, from our internship somehow, to being with the Osbournes for a long time as one of their trusted confidants.
You know, I have to tell you that the interview that I did with him and Sharon when he had the neck brace on out in L.A. was on a DAT player. And it was at that time, you know, the DAT player that we had, if you paused it or if you stopped it, it would go back and you'd record over. I don't have that interview.
Oh,
because that happened to the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I interviewed Judas Priest that day. I had a Casey shirt on. Rob Halford was like, Casey. Oh. I mean, it
just makes me sick thinking about
it. It did.
Just...
And I had to call Dave Girardi who is like the number one guy now at Live Nation. Yeah. Here in town, because he sent us out there. It was Tony Boozy Cruz and I, our former marketing director. I was like, Dave, I'm sorry. I blew it, you know. He was like, all right, well, have fun.
Good thing he took it like that.
But, yeah, wish I had that one.
Ozzy Osbourne, a living legend.
Absolutely, and he'll be in St. Louis at the end of June. He's going to headline Rocklahoma.
Yeah.
So he's going on this year. But I don't have a good feeling about him not canceling shows, because he's always... Yeah. Canceling shows, and I've said it on the air before here at Casey that if he shows up at the end of June and everything is cool, I'll be kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Just will.
Well, I hope it happens, and I hope we get a chance, one of us or all of us somehow get a chance to meet him again and talk to him and maybe get something for the future Casey tapes down the line.
Yes.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan. I'm John Hewlett.
Favaz, Casey Guy. 1, 2, 3.
Adios, my friend. You're bad.
Yep.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.